Good morning. We're learning Chayotim Hilchos Tzitzis Klal Yud Aleph. We're holding in Siman Lamed Zayin. So in Siman Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes and Mem, he deals with the halachas of kavod for the talis slash the tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis, which these begadim are used for. So these are some mitzvah hamiyuchadim lihispalo b'hem. A talus, which is made for mitzvah purposes, which we have, our talus gadol, we don't wear the whole day, we just wear it b'shas tefillah, b'chena kittel, similarly the kittel, some person say similarly a person who wears a gartel for davening. Avagav de medina mutter lis bohem l'besek kisei. Nochem l'hachmi, even on mikra din, these begadim do not have a din of kedush on them, like tefillin, where there's an issur to take a tefillin to besek kisei. This is a tashrish mitzvah, and mikra that a person could wear them going into the basic kisei, but however, we should be machmer and not do so, and not wear them. So a person needs to go to the bathroom on Yom Kippur. Besides taking off his talus gadol, he should also take off his kittel. Avlim loy shatachas begadim is mutter, but the talus which he's wearing under his clothing, which means a talus katan, or a person would wear his talus gadol, not just for davening, but he would wear it the whole day. So that is mutter, because that becomes one of your begadim, and there's no, it's mitzvah, the fact that it's a tashrish mitzvah, there's not an issur of going into basic kisei. And mikolshken, the mutter lishan boy, a person is allowed to go to sleep wearing his tzitzis. Well, the shamash mitasoy, in the language that we have in this version of the chayotim, he says a person will not be allowed to wear it to be mishamash mitasoy. Vaser likshes darber b'tzitzis b'aydin ksherim. Person who wants to hang something onto his tzitzis, so he says, "Great, I need to hold on to something. I don't have a hand. I'll tie it on my tzitzis." So you cannot use the tzitzis, which are the mitzvah tzitzis. You cannot use it as a way to tie onto something, as long as it is still the tzitzis are still kosher. If the tzitzis became pasul, they're no longer functioning as tzitzis. So we saw that at that point in time. As long as it's not something which is a bizoyan, you do not have an issur of using it for. As a person wants to use to tie something, it's not considered a bizoyan. It's no longer tzitzis. V'af l'achar shenifsiku, av l'pi she'enan t'unin genizas. We spoke about this before. After the tzitzis have been removed from the talus and they become posel, there's no halacha of geniza. But to sell it, to throw it into the ashpa, that's an act of directly being mevazeh by throwing it into the ashpa, and that's going to be usur. But if a person would put it in a place where it's not in the ashpa, and it, eventually it's going to make its way to the ashpa, that's not he does not have to be concerned about that fact that he's causing a groma that should end up being in that situation bizoyim. Similarly, we spoke about the person throwing it out. Meeker, then he could double wrap it and put it into the garbage, because when they put it into the landfill, it's not going to be affected by everything around it because it's double wrapped. Eventually, that might tear, but that would not be his responsibility. But if a madak take the ganzam tavol abrocha, so we spoke about this before, that there is opinion which says that you can be begun as them, and once he says you could be begun as them, so the Chachamim is saying it would be preferable to put it into Geniza and put it into Shemus together with the other Shemus, and he gives a bracha for a person who does that. Lamed Ches, Tal Shabola also lasses by Tashrish Maguna. So we spoke about the tzitzis, throwing out the tzitzis, etc. Now we're talking about the garment. Even the garment, since it was used for the mitzvah of tzitzis, so you cannot use it for a tashrish maguna. You can make it into an article of clothing. The Mishnah says you should not make it into pants, because pants are worn in the more very private places of the person, and that would be considered a bizoyan. But to make a cloak or something of that sort would be considered fine. To take it, to use it as a shmata, to clean up dirty places, that would be tashrish maguna, that's also. Okay, Then he continues, says, "Nikra hatalis milamalo yochel hosim sad hatat on the malo belyon the mata." If the upper part of your talis tore, you want to switch it around and put what was on the bottom, which is still intact, on top, and take the part which is on top and put it on bottom. So that's mutter. But lahavi harodas kedusha. We don't say there's a locha. You cannot take something and lower it to the level of kedusha. We should argue the part which is on, up above is on your around you, the higher part that's a cheshibas to it. And so it's like a harodas kedusha by lowering it down. So that's not true. It's not hilchos kedusha shaboy. Whatever level of kedusha it has, there's no more kedusha on the upper part of the talus than there is on the lower part of the talus. So there's no problem with switching the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top. Become makom below makom hefsed yosim tomin tzarechel al rosh. But in a case where it's not affecting the person in any way negatively, it would be appropriate to always use the same side on top. This is based on the Gemara and Shabbos, which we know that the Kroshim and the Mishkan always put in the same order. Even though Mikra didn't, there's no problem with moving them around. They always put in the same order because the Kroshim, which was Zeichet to be near the Kadosh Kadoshim, in the Kadosh Kadoshim, it shouldn't lose that schus. So the part of the bag which is Zeichet to be near the person's head is considered a schus for it, and it shouldn't be moved to the bottom, right? And vice versa. It shouldn't be moved to the bottom. But the Arizal, it's known that the Arizal was not mocked, but in this he did not feel that was a problem. That's why you'll notice that the Bavitcher Talesim do not have an Atara. The purpose of the Atara is to indicate where the top is, besides it should look nice, but also let you know where the top is and where the bottom is. If you would have to keep track, you might not always remember. So they don't do that because the result is no hakpada of top or bottom and top. So you can switch around back and forth without a problem. Have a good morning.